Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. I am still trying to, let me turn my microphone up a little because I want to whisper.
Please,
a little,
please.
I'm still regaining my voice, which is kind of from the weekend activity. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if that is the meet and greet after the show, if that's the Jimmy gathering after. No, it's not the Jimmy because I didn't push my voice. Then we went to quiet places and we chatted there. So I will tell you that I believe the lack of voice is just the cumulative effect of the weekend. So bear
full
with me.
Full weekend, Mike. Full weekend.
Would it be a good morning for you to cut sweepers?
Absolutely. Well, I can. You know, a lot of people yesterday. I'll get to where I was yesterday because I got a few compliments. Believe it or not,
you did.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's great.
So they always sounded like something like this. Well, you sound like you have a radio voice.
Oh dear.
Did you do voices though? Quick sidebar.
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you all about
it. Shame.
Trust me. It was not a, I would not describe it as an uplifting experience. Not even close. Close. But I'll offer some insight into the way the game works. But we are here, the Mike O'Mara Show, back from our live weekend where we want to applaud our listeners.
Woo!
I want to applaud my guys, Oscar and also Rob, who just did such a great job on stage with me. Give them a nice round of applause. All our interns, past and present. It was so great for all the interns to be there and excited. I give them a round of applause. And then to have our old interns who came back. That is, and I wasn't able to put enough of the way I felt about it into a Facebook post. But I'm going to tell you, when we have a live gathering, when we have a live show, and we have multiple interns come back, in particular, Zoo and Girl,
yes,
who come back to visit us year after year after year. That, to me, of all the stuff I do, I don't know why it's that way, of all the stuff I do, that, to me, satisfies me in some weird way more than anything else. I love the fact that they came in as young college kids, and now they're off doing their careers, and they
and
come
back. And they're killing it.
Yep.
And they're killing it. And Girl in New York, right?
Yes.
Girls in New York.
She came all the way down from New York.
Zoo is doing accounting now.
Came
but
all the way from Herndon.
He's killing it. He came. Zoo is all in on the show, has been forever.
Yeah,
and
great.
Then I see the fresh-faced new guys that are all hanging around, and I love that. And Rob, you know what? Way back when, was it 2 years ago when I started to make a really big deal about the fact that we weren't getting interns anymore? And I said, that's why you do it. I mean, it's just so
it's
satisfying.
Rewarding and it's the lifeblood. It's fun. It's
I love
fun.
That part. That's the part. I love walking into the improv on a Saturday and just having a gang of these guys just hanging around.
Everyone
you know,
was there on
stuff.
Time except Mac. And it was
yeah,
a great
Mac.
Energy.
But here's
Mac
where
brought his family.
Mac brought the familia and Mac brought everybody along with him. Mac brought mom and dad. And by the way, dad, not the exact look of Mac, but the exact same facial expressions,
yes.
Which
blew do you know, like when
away.
You see, like sometimes on Facebook, they'll say, "What would Elvis Presley look like if he was alive today?"
Yes.
What
right.
would John Lennon look like if he was alive today?
That's Mac.
It looked
That's
like
Mac.
They chemically aged Mac.
It
and they
so...
put him there, and they were both socially awkward at the same table. It was so cute.
But the wild card was Mac's brother, and we'll have to talk
I met
to
no
Mac
brother.
About his brother.
Oh,
the brother,
his brother.
The tennis instructor.
Tennis pro. Yeah.
Now,
two different
I'm not
sides
sure.
of the spectrum.
Now, Oscar
tennis
and I both
anyone?
Know,
no.
Not even close.
Really?
No. I would say, Oscar, that we both met him, and
yes.
as far as being a tennis instructor, I'd lean more towards Krispy Kreme store manager.
No, that's not fair.
Was he
that
thick set?
Fair.
He was. Was he a little thicker than what Mike, you would picture?
Don't fat shame anyone.
Pro.
We've gone down this road. We have gone down this road. How dare
fat
you?
Fat people can fat shame people.
Oh, he's a little chubby. If we're gonna go there,
now what do you?
So
now,
is he more into the theory of tennis than the execution?
Let me ask. Now you say chubby. You say chubby.
I know all the rules.
Would it be chubby? Would it be?
No, he's I would say. I think the prop. If it were, we were talking about a woman, we would be saying that he's thick.
Yeah.
He's a thick dude. Thick
he was
dude.
Thick. Like when
he's
he said tennis pro,
yes.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
You know, because I picture kind of tennis pros as, to be honest, I learned to play tennis with the former governor of the state of Maine, believe it or not, Jock McKernan. Jock McKernan taught me how to play tennis. And Jock is
And he also taught you how to satisfy a woman.
No shorts.
He's a tall, you know who he happens to be married
Michael.
To?
Who?
Former Senator Olympia Snow.
Oh, my God. A power couple.
Definitely very power couple in the state of Maine. And Jock was
Did you
just
have to get the balls? All the balls that went over the fence? Were you the guy that had to
Hey, young Michael.
I probably had to run and get him.
Michael, walk down the hill and pick up those balls.
It just
Bend over a little, Michael.
Long
right
and
there.
Lean. He was long and lean. That's what I
picked
yeah,
he was.
Yeah. Yes. All right, stop
was
it,
Was just
for
you
God's
two on
sake.
Those tennis courts right up the street?
No, there were multiple people, okay? Thank you. We're not going down this road anymore.
Was it clay or did you play on the grass?
We played on clay. Clay? The whole clay?
Can I
Clay.
Can I share my favorite intern moment of the night? It was actually Carrie's.
Not.
It was actually Carrie's moment. She got there to the Mad Hatter early because, you know, she had things to do. And she got there right away, right after the live show.
Yeah.
And Zoolander and his wife and two other friends, it might have been his sister-in-law and her beau,
yes.
were already seated and they had eaten, they'd gotten some dinner. And they were all sitting there and they all had filet mignon. And Carrie said, wow, look, Zoo, you're already here and you've got yourself a delightful meal. And he said, yes, they're serving steak on the buffet.
How dare you?
You know, I didn't mention him. I got to mention him here. Otherwise, I'll forget. Thank you to the Mad Hatter. They Haley and the people over at the Mad Hatter could not have been. Oscar, that was an absolute. I know you've got connections to that place with Shannon and
yes.
everybody else. That place could not have been. More accommodating for our listeners, and I know they were dealing with a lot of moving parts
yes.
with that, with upstairs and downstairs, and I will tell you this, Haley, who I guess is the marketing director there.
Yeah,
or
she's
the
event coordinator.
God, she's great.
She was fantastic and was great letting me know where I had to go, and I really thought it was fantastic.
First class, cool, right? First class.
The coolest thing about the Mad Hatter was this amazing transformation from what would be best described as a large Irish-style pub
yeah.
and turned into a nightclub like within minutes. Now I used to kind of do the same thing with my mm-hmm. joint, but I've never seen anything like that. All seating at a certain point. It's as if a bell went off in the back of this place and they went,
get the old people out now.
Yes.
Get the old people out now.
They wouldn't
and
let
by the
Carrie
way,
back
with
in.
The assist, with the
Carrie
how much? How much of a full court press, Oscar? Because I know you are in your cups, and when you care that much about something like that, it's pretty. You know, you're a pretty low key guy. You came over to our table, that
yes.
strip of table where we were all so comfortable.
So comfortable.
You came by three times. How much of a full court press were they putting on you to say?
Get the seated people out of the back room. The seated people out of the back room.
They're surprisingly patient because it was the fifth time that asked me, third time I've asked you.
I thought they had to ask
so
you a bunch of
I,
times.
They were pretty great. And
Oscar got the same answer every time he came back. He was like, yep, we'll be right out. We're going to get right out of there. Yep, we're going
to working on it. We're working right, on it.
Exactly.
So, no, they were super patient. I'm happy you mentioned that. We've worked with a lot of events, and I would say this is the closest to... And it's nice to be a kind of your away place because Jimmy's is our home base.
Sure,
right?
Sure. We were playing an away game.
Yeah, but you're away Absolutely. And you don't know, you really don't know how it's all going to work out. You're hoping for the best. And Haley and that entire team there made sure we had everything.
Yep.
It was right. absolutely awesome. What I also loved is that at one moment in the night, I saw a group of people leave to go to the Caps game. And Rob's wife was one of them.
Yeah, Carrie went to a hockey game. Right?
You didn't like that, Rob. You had enough drinks to let everybody know that you didn't like that. But you're also
well,
then
you
you're
see,
back
it was
to
weird.
Supporting your wife yesterday on Facebook, where somebody thanked a lot of people. That Katie Ortiz, or Pino, Jesus, Sasso, and Vanzetti, and she mentioned all the people, and then you said no Carrie. Ouch.
Yeah.
So you were now you were defending.
Well,
your
wife. You see, it was I had had a drink or two. I don't remember, but what happened? There was something else at play. Is that when you start an evening at 5:30, your whole time shift is off.
Yes.
Because when I thought Carrie said. Is it okay
not
if I go?
Not for me.
No, you
not
were okay?
No, but no, I'm fine with
Mike
that.
Mike went
that
to 3 a.m.
Yeah, because...
That was great. That's because of the alcohol.
Carrie was invited to the hockey game by Girl and Goat.
Yes.
Right? And so Girl comes up to me and says, Carrie says she needs your permission to go to the hockey game. And I'm like, it's 11:30. Go ahead. I don't care. And I looked at my watch and it's quarter after 7. I'm like, what?
Right. And she'd been there. She'd been there to socialize and schmooze.
She left our event.
Yeah, she did. You know what? What happened is, had that it was that second drink, that second drink, my slowed my analytic processes.
Did Shannon go anywhere?
No,
that night.
No,
Carla
go anywhere?
No.
Just Carrie. Want to go to a hockey game?
Got to be more of a Rockmaster. Right?
Rock the red.
Part of the royalty. Part of the royal family. She's got to support the listeners. You know.
Big victory for the Caps.
All those listeners.
Because their lucky charm was there. Mrs. Carrie. Elsewhere.
Yeah. I got a hot call from Rofo. It says, they're not letting Carrie Spiewak back in the bar.
Well, they were pissed that she went to a hockey game.
I said, where'd she go? They're like, a hockey game. I was like, I can't do anything about that. Like, there is so much I can only do.
Well, you know what? We didn't thank the most important part of the entire weekend, and that was the listening audience. It has become... It's hard to describe. It's become like a fraternity, a sorority, where... Everybody has a class reunion every year or two when we do these events, and that's exactly what it's like. And what I love is that, yeah,
isn't
we're
it more
part
like
of
a
it.
4-H club?
Yeah.
Or sure. Like a social club, like a bunch of older Italian men might have in New York City.
A social club is perfect.
I don't think I ever became more aware of the fact that when we do these things now, that listeners reunite from different parts of the country, and friendships are made, and friendships are fostered, and new people come into the fray, and I think it's fantastic, and that is very, very, very cool. And I think that that's just one of the things that I like. Yeah, do they come in to expect to see a good show? Yes, they do. That's our job. But the fact is, after that, they're a self-sustaining fan base.
Awesome.
I love when they see people that have been talking on Facebook for a year, and it's the first time they've ever met each other. And you say, you're that guy from that city? Oh, my God, nice to see you.
Yeah.
It's very, very neat to see
very
that.
Very cool.
We will be talking at length about our next big live event, and we'll be doing that. We mentioned that in the live show yesterday when we had the debut announcement, but we will be talking about that more, and you'll be hearing about that more because we got a lot more tickets to sell for that, and we got to work a lot harder to get those tickets sold, and we also understand it's a destination city, and there are a lot of moving parts, and you have to make your arrangements to do that, but we're very, very excited about it, and New Orleans is going to be bigger and better than ever. I could not be more thrilled about that. And for the people at the DC Improv, Allison and company, thank you to them
as well.
A wonderful event. And the thing about the only glitch on our end, there are a few sound issues that I'd do that I'd redo again. I wanted to hear the crowd a little bit better, but then again, they're used to single comics with mics, and so they don't do the big production numbers like we don't do a normal podcast. There's nothing more obvious to me than the fact that we're not two guys that come in, set up two microphones, and go, hey, how you doing, man? How about that flight? You know,
we're not
do that.
Two guys, one horse.
It just doesn't work that way. We do a production number. We're theatrical. That's the way it goes. And because we're theatrical, we do a lot of different things. And there are a lot of music and sound effects and PowerPoints and all. A lot of stuff going on. And I think considering that they don't do many shows like that, we did a fine job.
Oh, yeah.
And they did a fine job. Outside of the one segment that I had just a little issue with would be the softball hardball questions.
Why?
Because of the movement of one Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
If you had put the level of energy into your segment where we asked you to grab people out of the audience that you put into picking out your pumpkin jacket, we would have had it would have been stellar. At one point, someone pointed out that you were leaning against one of the pillars in the improv when And maybe this is our fault for not communicating to you that we needed to get listener after the bit was
parade.
Fine. Yeah, parade. It ended up okay, but the bit would have been really great if more and more listeners had a chance to get on stage and do a little thing with us. And unfortunately, that was slow because I guess, and I don't know, I'm not out there. I didn't see it. God knows we got the lights up there. I can't even see what's going on. But it just seemed to me that it was a little problematic for you, Rofo, to get
people to scurry around.
Queued up to come like one
and
after the other.
We've got lights in our faces, so you probably have a better perspective, right?
I didn't really see what was going on. I heard about the leaning after... After the show.
You know what that is, Mike? It's become improv folklore.
Right. And
whether or not it's based in truth, we have to assume.
Sure. Exactly.
But who knows?
Well, here's the thing. You mentioned the You mentioned the pumpkin jacket.
Oh, and a sidelight. Before you go to there.
Yes.
This had escaped me an Oscar because of drinking, I think, or just because we're forgetful. But Shannon brought this up at brunch, is that when asked why he did not have the matching pants...
One of the greatest answers of all time.
The greatest answer of all time. Rob Ford says, the pants didn't work out. I'm sorry. I give the conch back to you.
That story was told right when we were all in mid-bitch about the fact that he can get any audience members up on stage.
Yes.
So can you tell us, Rofo, first of all, was Rofo the only intern tasked with handling the crowd?
Diego and Rofo both were the audibles to help us out with the crowd. A couple of things before we completely railroad Rofo.
Mm-hmm.
is we definitely needed steps to the stage. That was tough, right? That's something that
that could have been
future.
Because everybody was struggling. That was a big jump up. That's like a 4 foot rise. Yeah. That was hard.
That's
for
hard for
to
anybody.
Get up and do.
That's
people hard for
shape.
Anybody. And I didn't know why. But you know what? That would have been just. I'm sure they. You know, hey, it's they've had that kind of stuff at the improv.
Yeah,
I'm sure they had those lying around.
That's
back
something
there.
That's on us. Yeah. That's something. A note.
Maybe
for the future.
Sound guy had them. Maybe the sound guy. Maybe he had them back where his microphone was, where he likes
and in
to
the
talk.
Future, be, as the they perspective sake, if I can
what?
Speak for a living, Jesus Christ!
And you've got another one tonight.
Yes,
Oscar's got his president's of the round table tonight for election.
Mike, yes. I've got three snacks, and hopefully one of them makes it into the top three.
It's going to be on CNN4. So check it out.
Would you have any interest? I know you're Johnny Work Ethic.
Yes.
Would it be helpful to you? Because I am so pleased with everything you did.
Thank you.
I would be more than willing to give you the day off tomorrow. If you want to have
really?
The day off, I would give you the day
off
tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That
Take
is awesome.
Take the day tomorrow.
I was just going to ask for it. You know what might be better, Mike?
What's
10
that?
O'clock start.
10 o'clock start
and
tomorrow.
We all
Either
show
one
up.
Is fine with me.
Let's do 10 o'clock start.
Okay.
10 o'clock start
cool?
tomorrow is fine with me.
Oh, that's that is
because
awesome.
We'll all be, you know, we'll all be watching
I
the returns
I definitely will
tonight.
Be hungover.
I'm glowing. I'm still happy. You know what? Yeah, I would like a later start, too.
All right.
10 o'clock. We do
fine.
A show, but we do it at 10 o'clock.
Right. We'll get to election day.
Thank
but back
you,
to Rofo.
Okay,
yes.
So.
Yes.
The pants didn't work out.
Rofo. In the future, we should have a laminated card like Katie Forbes Von Herman did at one point with a schedule of how the show is going to go.
Absolutely. My fault. Right there, my fault. I give that the ding for me.
And
Mike O'Mara fault right there.
And we will work on that. And so you know to cue up the listeners. Regardless of the up-down shenanigans we played,
right,
that you will be coming up, so you have a cue to come up in the future. Now,
right,
when you amble around like you're on Ambien in the back of the in the back of the theater,
yeah, he puts which the he puts the amble in Ambien.
We got a little of that. We would get a listener. All right, here's the problem: we would get a listener on stage, Rofo.
Yes,
and you would stop. And start watching the show. I saw that, and we wouldn't have a second listener ready to go until we said, let's get another listener. That's what I was confused about. Were you confused about that as well?
Well, the thing about it is I wore the jacket because I needed attention. And I
right.
thought...
That's, we know that. At least you're self-aware. By the way, you know how much I love that self-awareness. I love that self-awareness.
And I thought to myself, how else could I get more attention from the stage? And so I decided maybe be a little bit slow on the next one.
That was a bomb.
That's all right. That's all right. They don't all work out, kind of like the pants.
That was a pretty good saver.
As for the leaning on the pillars, The DC Improv, they pack people into that room like nobody's
sardines.
Business. Not a lot of room. And I was made very aware of that as I was trying to get in between all the little tables.
Yeah, you're the wrong guy for that. You take up a third of a room.
I should have just deferred to Diego and just cut my losses.
You know, can I say this about Rofo? And this is this, I really, because I've been around him enough. He's not as fat as he is just large. He's
yes.
wide.
Yeah.
He takes up space.
A footprint. Oh,
he's blushing, Mike. You mustn't be so abusive.
You know what I mean? No, I mean, look, there are fat guys that you see when you go out and about.
Right.
Rofo's big. He's just one end to end. It's like
shoulders.
Thick. Shoulders. I cannot say. He came back to the green. He comes back into the green room, and I need oxygen to breathe.
Yeah,
it's just, I mean, he's
and here's the proof, is you and I have sat next to each other on airplanes, sporting
yes.
events, all this stuff. It's
right.
never great, but
right.
I am in most ways bigger than Rob Ford. However, he's worse to sit next to at an event than I
oh,
am.
Oh, my God.
He's a thick man.
I swear to God. I mean, his shoulder to shoulder, it's like the GW Parkway. It's ridiculous. And it's just,
nice.
and he doesn't control his space. He's just... there. He's there like one of those big dumpsters that people put their furniture in when they're moving.
Sure.
What are the things? Pod.
Yeah, pod.
He's a pod.
That's right.
He's a giant freaking pod. And so
you're
can
like,
completely
when is that gonna
understand
move?
That.
Ropod.
So we should have had a space saver intern.
That's right.
Diego.
That would have gone out. Diego.
Well, Diego is short and squat. Really, ideally, would be Pony. We would be just like rubbing
Pony
a piece of butcher
perfect.
Twine
yeah.
through the crowd.
And just, Pony, but what were you doing when the actual
yeah,
show started?
Yeah, what were
started?
You doing?
I was making sure all the recordings and everything were working correctly.
Oh, good.
And
thanks for getting that crowd sound in there. All right. Good.
Oh, boy, did I see that coming.
Mm. Pony, okay. next
checking.
Time that comes to you, if you know the recordings were off, you make something
Hold
else
on.
Up.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, don't know. Don't do it, Mike. Please.
I, but
not,
no,
not
no,
today.
No.
But
not
I
today.
Have to ask.
Uh-huh.
But I have to. So when we were up on stage, did you have headphones on and were you hearing a mix of the show?
No, nobody had headphones on.
Okay. All right. Just to,
yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. They were just looking at the levels.
He was sitting next to his mom.
So there's
so
no
yeah,
way you could have heard the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, he was sitting next to his mom?
Oh, yeah. He snuck her into the back door of the improv. Uh-huh.
Look out.
Just oh, wait a second. Hold on. Rewind.
Oh, you know, we
oh,
haven't,
no, hold on.
We
wait,
haven't
no.
started the show
we,
yet.
We have to start the show. That's good. And hey, Rofo, the lucky man gets off the hook. All right.
Yeah.
You know what? I get the answer. You were too... large to move throughout the to get the crowd.
And the reason I was leaning on that
don't
on
talk
that column.
You're winning right now. You're winning. Don't talk.
Yes, you're up.
Or we're going to talk about the pants
no, no.
again.
I know what he's going to say. He wanted people to see.
I didn't want to be another blind spot.
There you go. You get it, Rob? He would have been another pillar.
I understand.
He would have made
now.
He would have made a $30 ticket a free standing room only ticket.
Obstructed view.
That is obstructed Rofo view. We have to start the show. We'll be right back. Start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All the kids look up to you. Now, what does that spell? Student, council, president.
I don't know anything about that stuff, Mr. M. And I mean, besides, that's Tracy Flick's thing. She's always working so hard at
it. Yeah, no, she's a real go-getter, all right.
And she's super nice.
Yeah, yeah. But one person assured of victory kind of undermines the whole idea of democracy, don't you think?
But Mr. M.
I mean, that'd be more like a dictatorship, like we studied.
But Mr. M, there's...
Paul, what's your favorite fruit?
Pears.
Pears, good. Okay. Let's say.
Oh, no, wait. Apples.
Apples. Fine. Let's say all you ever knew were apples. Apples, apples, and more apples. You might think apples were pretty good, even if you got a rotten one once in a while. But then one day, there's an orange. And now you can make a decision. Do you want an apple, or do you want an orange? That's democracy.
I also like bananas.
Exactly. Good. So what do you say? Maybe it's time to give a little something back.
Hi, Tracy.
Who put you up to this?
What do you mean?
You just woke up this morning and suddenly decided to run for president?
No. No, I just thought that...
Thought what?
Well, I was talking to Mr. McAllister about my leg and how I still want to do something for the school. And
so Mr. McAllister asked you to run?
Well, I talked to him and everything, but he just said that he thought it would be a good idea and how there's all different kinds of fruits and well, it's nothing against you, Tracy. I mean, you're the best. I just thought,
Okay, you're on, Mr. Popular.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an on-demand digital platform that gives you instant access to the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created. And these programs are phenomenal. Beachbody On Demand makes all your fitness goals achievable. Oscar Santana!
The 28-day fix is the reason I fit into that tux on the stage of the improv.
And Tai Cheng is the reason my suit was hanging on me.
There you
it
go.
Was programs, lost weight, yeah.
Great programs, proven, world-class trainers, all accessible on any web-enabled device. P90X, Insanity, 21-Day Fix Extreme. For a nominal fee, you get access to almost everything. Choose from resistance, cardio, yoga, dance, over 500 workouts valued at over $6,000 at one low price. Plus, every program comes with a full calendar to guide you, and for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand includes Fixate, a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has almost a million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand, and we thank them. What a great weekend we had. It is Election Day, officially. Our long national nightmare.
You
is
voted weeks ago.
Raise your hand,
right?
If you voted.
Hey, who voted? All right, Rofo, Pony, Pony, Brian,
you already
the
voted?
Intern.
Yeah, I early voted.
Dan.
Dan the intern, yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, he just started. Was he at the show?
No. Too busy.
No, Dan was at the pollsters.
He was door to door.
Dan wasn't at the show. But anyway, that's Rob, did you vote yet?
No, Carrie and I have a voting date at 3. We have tried to do morning voting at our elementary school, and right? It tends to go back to the art department because everybody wants to get it done before work. Best time to vote in our area is afternoon.
All right, very good.
Same here. Early this morning.
Let me see. Rofo's Virginia, Pony's Virginia, Rob's Virginia. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, very good. Yeah. It's
Diego's here too. He didn't vote either.
Not yet.
Diego, are you gonna vote?
I will, absolutely.
Yeah, for legalization, but that's it.
That's not on the ballot.
He'll write it in.
He knows that. Not on the ballot.
We will. We'll talk elections, and I happened to do some phone calling yesterday for, of course, for Trump. Which I did yesterday.
Mike, we were left at a cliffhanger before the show opened.
Yeah, the cliffhanger is looking back over the weekend. There we were getting all ready to continue to bust Rofo's balls about the fact that he did not get the cue line with listeners up on stage. But that's trivial when we hear the little detail of the live show at the Improv.
Pony Boy
snuck his mamo in. And
you're digging yourself a grave, Rofo. But I love it. Yeah.
Because you know, really, when it all is said and done, Pony outranks you fivefold. He will have his revenge.
That's right.
This is a short-term victory at best.
Now, we all got a chance to say hi to Glenda. I saw her at the Improv.
She's a delight.
Glenda rules.
I think Glenda, my dad hit on her lightly.
Yeah, I have a picture of that.
Yeah, there's no pressure. But
you know what? Glenda has
brothers.
Glenda has a cool about her.
Oh, a sex appeal.
Really,
and Tony knows that.
Yeah. She's got
it's rare
coolness.
That anyone can live up to the setup that Pony, when Pony really lays it on thick, there's no way she can be that hot. And she is. So it's great.
<Thank you. laughs>
She's got a coolness to her But she also has just that. I know she loves the show. She wouldn't be at the live show if she didn't love the
show. She would not come to the live show.
She likes coming in and being on the show. She understands that we bust Pony's chops as well. But I love kind of the... I always love my greetings from her because they're always kind of... Rob, you play the role of me coming over to Glenda, and I will try... Let me just see if I can get my best Glenda. I will channel my best Glenda to see, because it's not over the top. She's too cool for that.
Right.
But it's... all right, go ahead.
You ready?
I'll just do my best.
Okay, so we're in a crowded, sex-charged bar environment.
No. This is after the improv.
Okay, so this is in the theater.
This is
in the big showroom. No. We're in the big showroom.
Can we back off just for a minute? This is her when I met her at the improv after everybody had left.
All right.
Okay, this is ready to begin.
Mrs. Bloom Glenda, oh, it's so good to see you. Thank you for making the trip up here. I really appreciate it.
Hello, Mike.
Where do you think I get it from?
It's a
sexy aloofness.
It's an eye roll. It's a smirk.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of, I know what you're up to.
I know your kinks.
And there's just a teeny tiny bit of defensiveness there that is just, you know, so damn cute it's endearing in a way. But, you know, she gets it more than any. I mean, she's listened. Pony, did she listened before you did, right?
Oh, yeah. She got me listening to Don and Mike.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. So awesome. She's been there a long time. So she gets the joke. And then, I had no idea that you'd pull some sort of spy report type of
spy
thing.
Spy report.
Getting her into the improv. What did you do? Go out to the lobby and sneak her downstairs? Or,
well, she's actually getting ready to have neck surgery, so she can't go down those steep stairs, so I took the elevator.
Rofo, you bastard.
Oh, what a dick.
Way to go. How do you feel now, Rofo?
She's infirmed.
Well, you got nothing to say now.
Well, no.
Now you're quiet.
It's not like we asked you to go get someone in the crowd. You're sitting here.
Well, she also sat right next to him during the show, and Pony was kind of off in the corner of the room.
Protective. It's his mom. She's about to have neck surgery. There's a lot of people walking around that could bump into her, man.
Yeah,
like
man.
You especially. By the way, that's your new nickname is Obstructed View.
That's right. Anytime Rob Ford's in the room, it's like being in a ball pit.
So she enjoyed herself, Pony, right? She had
absolutely. She had a great time.
I got a chance to speak with her, too. You guys drank brown liquor instead of the normal white liquor.
Yeah, we went for the old-fashioned.
Hold on. I'm just thinking one thing, though. I mean, she was... She would not have been allowed to pay for a ticket if anybody had asked me.
She was on the guest list.
So you really didn't have to sneak her in, right?
No, it wasn't.
Well,
sneaking.
To avoid all the men.
Didn't want to walk down the stairs, Mike.
Yeah.
Didn't want her walking down the stairs because that's dangerous.
Oh, that's all. See, what did you think it was, Rofo? Did you think it was something ugly?
Well, Pony kind of slinked away to go get
that's
her.
That's how Pony is. Pony slinks when he goes to buy coffee.
I was having a conversation with him about all right, so the sound guy. I had asked some questions, and Pony and I had just, tried to fill him in. And then after that, very abruptly, Pony says, "Hold on, I got to go away for a minute." So then he leaves.
Were you thinking cigarette?
Goes out the backyard. That's what I was thinking.
Sure.
Hey, I got to ask
came back with a delightful older woman.
Delightful.
Named Glenda.
Oh, my God.
Hey. We're all having a good time.
And lo and behold, he returns with a delightful older woman.
Let me ask you this.
He said, "I'd love for you to meet my mother."
Before I forget, Oscar, who is the... I guess, is he the food and beverage manager at the improv? Who's that guy?
Ron?
The general manager. There's
the guy that met us in the morning.
He runs that place. Ron.
Ron is his name. Could not have been a nicer guy.
Oh, he got
Allison
it together.
Was terrific. I mean, they really, you can tell they deal with, the headliners. They gave us some wonderful treatment there. It was fantastic.
My favorite moment is when right before the show, Allison came to the green room, which is a tiny, comfortable little room, but intimate. And she comes in to wish us all the best. And you say, "Now would be the time that you worry about crisis management, wouldn't it?" And she said, "Oh, yeah."
Well, I asked her about that because I was so curious.
Yeah.
I said, with the amount of neurotic comedians over the years, thousands of, from the very top, you know, the very top of the industry. You know, we've got Chappelle and you've got Frank Caliendo and you've got all these great comedians, David Spade and Drew Carey and all these people that have come through the door of the improv. You know, did you, you know, you, she's probably really dealt with some meltdowns. Stand up
head cases, yeah.
Stand up comedy. And I do not in any way consider what we do to be stand up. I consider doing our show in a comfort zone to be that. Getting up on that stage, I have hosted stand up shows. To actually grab that mic, it is, it, as far as performance goes, probably one of the most terrifying things to do.
Yep.
It's you, a microphone, and the crowd. And I bet she's dealt with some people that are pretty low. Yeah.
Without outing anybody, she indicated that there's been a lot of drama in that room. It was pretty cool. Yes. Very, very cool.
And then there's been a lot of other stuff in that room on that couch.
As we
too.
Talked oh, about yeah. that couch. Yeah.
That couch used to be blue. Nasty.
That's right. Now that's when Mike moved to the easy chair.
Decoupage.
Yeah. As long as we didn't have obstructive view in there, we were fine. We're going to take a break. When we come back,
I can see everything, including a lovely older woman.
A little more on our fabulous weekend at the DC Improv and the Mad Hatter, and then we will talk about the obstructive view in the room, which is the 2016 presidential election, which is going on now. Don't forget to vote, everybody.
Thank you.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show entitled Fleshy Inner Cheeks, I try to get Gary to sue his wife.
Why would you do that?
Also, Gary insults Rob Ford.
That's easy.
And Rob Ford strikes back at me. What the hell? Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes, leave a 5-star review, and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Well, 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 the holidays are almost here.
Yeah.
And effectively, immediately, you don't have time to go to the post office. Get ready the next couple of months, post office, no, the traffic, the parking, all the rubes, mailing cards and gifts and packages. God, do I remember that one in Manassas.
Horrible.
So what do? I use Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. Stamps.com lets you avoid all the hassles of going to the post office during the busy holiday season all year round. Just stay at your desk and use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then the mailman picks it up, easy and convenient. We have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. You will, too. Right now, use our code TMOS for a special 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You'll never have to go to the post office again. It was truly great to see all the wonderful people there. We forgot our guy Chris Yoko,
who's
a very big part
of
our show, who was there.
Absolutely.
And got to congratulate him on his brand new baby. And you know, just I don't know. I really use the term, and I, you know, it falls into that area of don't get happy. But I did feel a little blessed to have all these folks around me. We actually had probably one of the most spontaneous, nice little brunches with the whole crew on Sunday, where we went to that that $400 a person brunch that was worth it. It was truly
spectacular. Is it called Farmer Fisher Bankrupt, I think it's called? It's right there on the water.
Farmers, bagels, and brunch.
Absolutely fantastic, and you could tell that everybody wanted to get their eat on.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a required seating. I was just really gratified you guys came down and all
I jokingly said that I can be there in 20 minutes because, you know, I had to give you some show equipment to go back to Florida with you. And
yeah,
you,
that worked out well.
And you were actually so kind, you almost insisted. You said, absolutely come. It was great.
And the
we had a great time.
The brunch MVP was Jimmy Cerrito.
Yeah. Yeah,
he showed up like he fell out of a tree, and he was so happy. He's like, I missed my haircut appointment.
Jimmy,
we're like,
it was an all you can eat, and this is what Jimmy had at this beautiful brunch: Bloody Mary, wheat beer, and peanut butter pie. Those were the three things Jimmy loved at the brunch.
Jimmy, let me tell you about Jimmy. Jimmy, for someone who goes as hard as he goes, and I've been around him a long time, he does get a hangover. He gets a he will look every inch from the night before, and then suddenly the transformation takes place.
Yeah.
And and he's A-okay. Oh, he's fine.
He's my hero when it comes to drinking, because apparently you guys were out to almost 3 a.m. with daylight savings time.
Yeah, we were out super,
fourth
super
location.
When it comes to Jimmy and hangovers.
Yeah, because we went back to the Mad Hatter because I left my credit card there. Duh. Hey, where's my credit card?
If you really want to know how Jimmy operates, and if you want to go back, and I think it's still available, our Spring Break 3 episode series, one of the first nights we went out and really, really roared, and we all sort of dragged ourselves out of bed the next morning, and Jimmy said, you know what? I think a vodka and lime would be quite refreshing.
Yeah. You know,
that's Jimmy. That's
he is made it. He is a hair of the dog kind of guy, and he was there. And then the whole thing was a lot of equipment I had given to different people at the end of the show, and it kind of scattered, and I needed to fly out on Sunday, so I need to get it back. Jimmy had some stuff, and Rob had some stuff, and so we all had to kind of get together to do that, and the excuse to all get together and have a little breakfast was to come down to this restaurant, and at the end of the day, Rob had a big like banner, the banner that you're seeing in back of me, that travels with me wherever
Boom,
I'm going.
Boom, bam, Mike.
Wherever I'm going, whether it's for personal use or not. I take this
here I am
plane
on the beach at the Bahamas. Can you help me set this up on the sand, Cabana Boy?
It's the Mike O'Mara show, everybody.
Nice.
That's the way it works. But you didn't see this, Oscar, that so we finished with our wonderful meal. Everybody had a great time.
It was
lots
fantastic.
Lots of laughs. Beautiful day. Really just perfect. I couldn't be in a better mood.
We all listened to Carrie.
I said to Rob and to Jimmy, okay, we'll meet at the turnaround down at Washington Harbor. Anybody who's traveled to D.C. knows that's where a lot of restaurants are, and they've got some residences down there. And it's right down on the river, and there's a parking garage next door. And I said to Rob and to Jimmy, please just go grab my stuff, and I'll meet you right here. And then 12 hours goes by, and I see absolutely no sign. Carla and her mother are waiting in the Lyft car. I send them away because now we are.
That's your problem for using Lyft, Mike. Lyft works too fast.
We have gone from the relaxing, wasn't that a great time, to, you know, this is why I don't get happy, because it's foolish to get happy, because I'm sitting there literally floating up the stairs and going, wasn't that great with everybody? Please give me my banner, my my stuff that I need to get back home, and my computer and all the stuff I need. And suddenly, TikTok, Rob Spiewak, Jimmy Cerrito, I guess they put, I should have known there was a problem when Rob came, like went off to get his car and then came back around and said, we can't access the garage.
Yeah, they locked the door to the elevator was locked from the inside. So to get to the garage, we actually had to go into where you pull
like
in.
Like you were driving back in.
But that wasn't the problem. The problem was the me culture of Washington, D.C. In a badly designed garage. Because there was, do you know those games where there is a
you
series
were in that
of
garage.
Tiles?
We're not exaggerating. You were in that garage for at least 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, it was closer. It was closer to 25. Those games where they have tiles, but one is missing.
Rush hour.
And you move them around. Yeah, exactly. Like the app Rush Hour. Yeah. There was literal gridlock because I can't seem to fit my convertible into this spot. So
to guys get, blocking like
yes,
the whole garage?
Yes, because he's going in and out like a Peter North movie, trying to get his car into this spot. And because of this, the other gentleman in the hey, go F yourself Cadillac, he can't turn right, and he is blocking. It's ostensibly two lanes, entrance and exit, but he almost turned. So what he has is his huge General Motors roadblock blocking both in incoming and outgoing. So we're stuck. We are absolutely stuck because this guy can't park, so no one can advance, and the exit is blocked.
Well, what did he do after he couldn't park?
Well, he eventually got it in, but he was only doing it like he was correcting maybe like a centimeter at a time. I don't know, because I saw him go in and out 20 times. But
so
here's
he
the best
that
part:
space because he was selfish.
Yes, and the best part of all is, you know, I'm seething, not because I'm frustrated, but I know what awaits me in the roundabout.
Oh yeah,
and also there's no way to text you because I'm underground, subterranean, no service. The minute I get out, I hear my phone go ba-dink, ba-dink, ba-dink. Ba-dink, 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 ba-dink.
Just one. Everything okay.
Yeah, but no, they were all, but not from you.
Quick audible.
Yeah.
Could you have given the wheel to Carrie and just walked up the banner?
It's hard to say if that would have been faster or not.
You know, in fairness to Rob Oscar, I think when you get in that situation, you think this is going to be resolved shortly, and then it just goes on, and then you get
it was surreal how it got.
Oh, I've been there before, and I'm like, Shannon, you got to take over. I got to go.
Because then what happened?
A transfer occurred to. Right?
Yes.
Where Jimmy handed you all my stuff from his car.
Oh,
so Jimmy was the first person.
Jimmy was in front of me.
Yeah.
And what you didn't see is that, and I'm, you know, I'm starting to sweat this, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, I would have been panicked.
I'm looking down.
Jimmy came out of the lot first, by the way. Jimmy came out of the lot first. There's no sign of Rob. I see Jimmy come out of the lot. Jimmy's not pulling into the turnaround. Jimmy goes by me and goes.
He just waves.
Just waves his hand, and then I'm like, all right.
Like when he saw the Blues Brothers car and you're on the motorcycle.
Exactly. He just like, spaz.
But before that happened, I'm looking down for a second, and Carrie says something she almost never says. She says, Jesus, what is he doing? Because we're behind the blue Challenger.
Was Jimmy trying to direct traffic?
He got out and started pointing. Okay. And I said,
he's reactivated all the alcohol in his system.
Yeah,
already.
And I'm just staring at the license plate that says, I'm for Buffalo. And all of a sudden, I see his car go into park and he gets out.
He's a man of action.
And I'm like, okay, this is going to really help.
Well, I got it. And thank you for the lift up the hill.
Did you get your sports coat?
Yes, and his shirt.
Yeah, I got everything. Got my shirt, got everything. That's got everything.
And you know what?
The headphones Jimmy had in his car that, you know, they were backup headphones and he's sending them down to me. So
awesome.
We actually had a really nice little ride up the road to the hotel. I enjoyed that little time.
It was very nice. It was very, very nice, and it was just a great time. One of the best I've ever had, and you know, bigger and better things coming up in New Orleans in 2017. I'm very, very excited about that. We will take another break because, shocker, we're running late, and we will finally talk about election 2016 and my little trip down to Democratic land, or as I like to call it, poly nerd land.
Ooh.
Yeah. Elderly political nerds.
Oh.
Not my peeps. But anyway, we'll take a break. Come right back. You can save
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Mara Show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello.
Is this me?
Yeah. This was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yeah. We do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show is not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hello?
He killed on Comedy Central.
Oh, my God. Killed. It was so cool to see him on TV.
My great job. And I sent Rob a personal message over the weekend. I'm not going to go into the details of that. Rob Mayer is a very funny guy. Check him out you know, when they replay that on Comedy Central. And the Rob and Joe podcast is fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by Tracker. Hello, losers.
Ah.
Yes, we're all losers. Newsweek says the average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. Duh. You lose your keys, you lose your bag, you lose your wallet, and then you lose your mind. Oh,
Shatner.
Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, I'm about to tell you how you can get one free. Tracker is a coin-sized device that finds anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone. You attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. It looks good on your key ring. It's fantastic, and you won't lose stuff anymore. Tracker is finding over a million misplaced items each day. Order yours, and you'll never lose anything again. By the way, the coolest thing about Tracker, you can also go in the other direction and hit a button on Tracker, and it'll find your smartphone. Even if your smartphone is on silent, just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code TMOS. Yes, it is election day. Do your job. Get out there
it's
and vote.
It's a privilege.
Very, very important, you know, as far as here I am again. I left a swing state, and I moved to a swing state.
Who would
have
thought?
The only difference is the swing state I'm in now apparently holds the key to the castle. That's the way I understand
it. I thought it was Iowa.
No, it's usually Ohio, isn't it? They say who wins Ohio wins the country, right?
They say Ohio, and I think that everybody is
the path to the White House, I saw Florida being completely interchangeable, and it was Michigan now is a big deal, right?
Yep, they're you know, they say that. Well, the one team says Michigan's in play. I don't know what to think. You know what? I watch these talking heads all the time, and what I try to do now is interpret how they're behaving. And you know what?
Like body language and stuff?
Yeah, they're a little cagey. I think they – here's the feeling I get on Election Day when I watch the talking heads. I get the feeling that
– You may wonder.
The talking heads that we are watching – this is not my wife.
This is not going to be the president of the United States. And you ask yourself, will America be great again?
With another president in another White House. And that's it. And the day is going. All right, I'm sorry. Enough with the talking heads joke. I watch these people.
Nice
and
roll.
I feel like they are not telling us.
They don't give how a they, F, Mike.
No.
They care about ratings. I agree with that. That's all they care about.
Well, the certain ones do. I believe that with all my heart. But I believe that's, yeah, I think they might know more than they're letting on, but they're afraid to do that because
then you won't
have
I think they don't know enough. I think they don't know enough. And that's why they're playing it cagey.
Well, who knows? There we are, divided again as a country. Yeah. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I'm driving to work, right?
And yes!
Yes. Woo! And I hear all this nonsense about 15-minute polls, 45-minute polls, maybe an hour wait in Herndon, Virginia, because they have one machine. And,
it'll be okay.
And then I sit here. And the lady that's actually the anchor in the morning says, but there has been no problems. He said these are normal wait times considering it's a morning vote time. And the guy's like, not yet, but we're still looking for some problems. And I'm, no, there's no problem so far, man.
And don't you think, like, based on the last two presidential elections, I think the people that are voting usually know their polling place,
they
and
know
they know if
up.
They're going to have a marathon wait. And they're the one thing I've seen over the weekend, and I saw this with early voting, if there is a balls to the wall line, I didn't see anybody bitching about it. I think people know
you leave.
That's part of the that's
I
no,
think the longest
they were staying
line...
in line, not like you, not like you,
just like you. The longest line I ever saw was the first time Obama ran 8 years ago. And I saw
Obama.
And I didn't see one person turn away. And I didn't see one person leave. As a matter of fact, what I saw when most people showed up was an enthusiasm because the system was working.
Yeah, when I pulled up and then drove away, I saw people.
Did you even brake? Did you hit the clutch?
I said, that looks about 20 minutes. I'll go after
20
the show.
Minutes
20
is
minutes
nothing.
You want to put yourself out. You're not going
to
vote.
Mike, I need to get my bagel and coffee. I need to do that.
My God.
Making bagels great again.
I will say, as someone who participated in early voting for the very first time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They got to do it in every state. They have to do it in every state. It is the best. Did you vote early, Pony?
I did. It took like 25 minutes.
Oh, it's so easy.
Still too long for Oscar.
How does that work exactly? You go there like you would vote traditionally on a Tuesday, and then
you go when they have it at the polling places. It's a different location.
I don't know if DC offered that.
I don't know whether they. I know Pennsylvania doesn't offer it. New Hampshire doesn't offer it. Kind of antiquated.
I know in Florida you could vote early up to I think 2020. You can actually cast your votes for the next three elections.
So I go down to the headquarters to make some phone calls for my candidate yesterday, and I get down there.
Where is it located in your region? Is it like it's a beautiful
downtown,
building or
downtown,
some old folks home?
No. It's not. I don't want to call it an ugly building. It's a kind of a Key West
strip mall
style building.
Oh, don't building shame the building.
It's an office
Big
building.
Bone.
It's an office building with a corner office. That's kind
Art
of
Art Deco.
Rundown. Okay. Very rundown. No buttons, no yard signs, no nothing.
Well, you're not allowed to have that. You're not allowed
no.
to have that, are you?
Everybody knows my politics. It's a Democratic Party. Only.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah.
They never have crap.
Mike,
look, I've been doing this a long, long time. They never have anything. The Republicans have, you need a yard sign? You want the gold trimmed one? Or do you want the one that's 5x5? Which one do you want? You want a button? Here are your 50 buttons.
Let's not be
partisan
today.
You want a hat that says Make America Great?
We want to unite America.
No, I'm giving him a compliment, Oscar. I'm giving him a compliment.
Yeah, you're basically saying they spend money on the wrong thing.
Jesus, Mouse, it's a compliment.
Do you think someone's being a little... Oh, by the way, officer, Oscar says the other night... Oscar said something along the lines of, texted me and said, oh, by the way, watch the 60 Minutes piece on the elections. Very depressing. And then our neighbor down the road, Miss Ohio, comes by and she says, did you see the 60 Minutes thing? And I immediately look at Carla and say, we're not going to watch it. Carla says, why? I said, because Oscar wants us to watch it and Ohio wants it to watch it. You know what it's going to be? False equivalency. Thank you very much, which is what it was. By the way, Frank Luntz, Republican.
No, Republican.
Look at his wiki.
Oh my
you know
God,
what he does?
I did.
He creates
not
messaging for the other team. That's what he does. Thank you.
Well, because anyway, they'll pay top dollar, Mike.
No, I don't happen to feel like those people in that room. I really don't. I truly, truly don't. But anyway, so my job, I go down there, it's actually fairly well organized. I said I'm here to make phone calls.
Were they expecting you or do you just show up and volunteer?
What's the demographic? Whites, blacks, Hispanics,
Asians?
Older white folk.
Ah.
Same demographic as the county here. Okay. Not a lot of diversity. No, you know that's not true. No, there was diversity. There were African Americans there, and the older, but probably older women, older white women was okay. The primary demo that we. And
Pony's
they hand
demo.
Me stack. They hand me.
It's not a sex demo. It's an electorate demo.
Yeah.
Can
He's
I
not
get
there
to
this bone?
Please? They hand me a stack of numbers that I call, and then begins at 12 noon. I got news for you. At 12 noon, when that's when you're beginning to call people, no one's home.
Oh.
And it was page after page after page out of, I can't tell you how many hundred people I called. I left a lot of messages, and I probably got 10 live human beings.
How was the attitude of the average person, live person that you met?
There was a 50-50, let me get this right. All right. I'm not going to give the whole breakdown. I will tell you that it was equally divided between people that said, oh, yeah, already did. I'm going to positive to people that were mildly annoyed because obviously I was not the first technical call that they had gotten. And then there were the outliers. And the outliers were non-English speaking people, which I got a couple of those.
You can do your subway bit.
I said, buenos dias. I said, hablo inglés.
Pimienta,
and only one,
sal.
Only one that was really, really angry.
Do you get a provide? You're obviously given a script, right?
Yeah, there's.
Do
a script
they provide a Spanish script?
No, and the script that I'd gotten was for early voting. So the script I had to kind of wing it. I had to kind of wing the script.
So they gave you old copy.
No, it's just basically saying get out and vote tomorrow. That's how we hope you get a chance to get out. Just a reminder to get people out to vote. That's what it's called.
What's the angry voter?
The angry is the guy that I voted for. He said he didn't vote for her. I think she should be in jail. That's what he said. And he was
crooked.
Angry. And he was very angry. And then the other angry one was. I don't want you ever to call this number again. And other than that, it was happy, happy, joy, joy, very, very positive.
You didn't get any of this when, again, telemarketers call my mom every time I go to the weekend to her house on the weekend. They're just like at least three calls, maximum of six, right?
Okay.
I say, I'm so sorry. My parents have died. We're dealing with their estate.
I've done it.
Do you mind losing this number?
One of Carrie's favorite ever is when they called and they asked for Carrie. And I said, I'm sorry, she passed away yesterday. And they said, we're calling from the phone company. And I said, oh, the irony. And there's a long pause. And he says, how do you mean? Said, she drove into a telephone pole. I wish I lived in Florida. How great would it be if you had called me and I could have given you ass like I do to all the other telemarketers?
Wouldn't that have been marvelous?
I loved it.
Nobody had a sense of humor with you? Somebody had to be like, hey.
Carla said to me when I came home yesterday afternoon about 5 o'clock, Carla said, how was it? I said, I'd be lying if I said it was a good time. It was not a good time. It's kind of what you do. But I popped for pizza for the whole room. I actually bought five pizzas for everybody in that. Like, you know,
soft
just
food
like
for the room.
When I was going to the hospital and I got the donuts, you got food for. Hey, listen, if you ever want to get in people's good graces, purchase food. If you purchase food, you will never lose. It is the best thing to do.
Some of us have lost. Some of us have lost.
You know what, Oscar? No one really wants to be your friend anyway.
It was what it was. And then back home to watch this. And now, I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
It's going
to
be fun, Mike. It's almost going to be fun.
But everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that on one thing, and that's everybody's going to be glad when it's over. Everybody is.
What will
be
you be
glad
drinking tonight?
I don't know. We just had the big weekend. I mean,
Mike,
God,
there's never going to be an election like this again.
Yeah, I might go out today and
you should
buy
rage.
Fixins. I might buy fixins for my the same thing I had at the meet and greet, which is a mule. Might be drinking mules. Little diet ginger. We actually have diet ginger beer. So what?
Homemade Moscow mules.
Yep. Homemade Moscow mules.
Crushed ice, Mike. Crushed ice is important in a mule because it makes it colder.
Might be hanging out. And now let's bring our brand new intern and resident political expert. This is Tom.
It's Tom Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien. Dan.
Sounds like one of the old good guys in a New York radio station. Dan O'Brien.
Known white
Dan
guy.
O'Brien. Dan O'Brien, you have 1 minute to give us your election analysis.
All right. Well, so far, this past things have been
project. Son, project.
55 seconds.
Okay, Nevada's going to go blue. Florida's going to go blue because there's been a lot of turnout and because there's been a lot of ground game from Clinton, and I just don't think Donald Trump has enough to match it. I think she'll be able to win in North Carolina because I think that there's been a lot of turnout there. I think it's going to be closer in North Carolina, probably one of those states that's going to get called later on. There might be a recount, but I still think that she's going to win in North Carolina. I think that Trump will be able to definitely win Iowa. He's had that for a while.
What about Pennsylvania?
I think Pennsylvania is definitely going to go for Clinton. I think that.
So you basically called the election then. You called it. You've mentioned Florida, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. What?
Well, who has he called it for? I haven't been keeping track.
Well, no, he's giving this. I follow this so much that he's given a few states.
Yeah, break it down for the dummies.
Who's going to win?
Clinton's going to win. Okay.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Is that clear enough, Oscar?
Thank you,
Dan O'Brien. If they call Florida, are you in the camp that says if they call Florida early that it's going to be Clinton's game?
Yeah, assuming that she wins Pennsylvania and she wins Florida, and there's no shocker in the West Coast like California going red, which isn't going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's basically going. It's going to be over there.
Dan, how old are you?
22.
How big is the whiteboard in your apartment?
It's not too big. I need to upgrade it, though.
Okay, very good. Now, you're a young man. Are you into this? Are you going to be into this tonight, watching this whole thing?
Oh, absolutely. And here's my thing. Obviously, I'm going to be watching for the presidential election, those results, the Senate, the House, and all that. There are a lot of key ballot measures. Marijuana could be legal in 5 more states recreationally and 3 more for medical use.
Light them up.
California's going to be voting on the death penalty. That's going to be really interesting.
And that is interesting.
Like, with everything that's been going on in this election, that stuff hasn't been talked about. I can't wait for what's going to happen tonight.
Mike, we've got a new producer for Political
Persuasion. That is good stuff, and that's pretty good.
Yes.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yes.
That's good, Dan O'Brien.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Congratulations.
Well.
Hey, that's what you pay me for.
There you go.
Rofo is so pissed right now.
We'll take a break.
Coke.
I was leaning on a pillar.
We'll get back with news you may not need right after this.
You may ask yourself.
Wednesdays are wide open.
Do you believe in live on the Wednesday?
It's your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. sharp.
The number to call in is 1-888-920-MORE.
That's 888-920-6673.
It's so much fun, you may lose your mind.
Lose your mind.
Remember that magic number to have fun on your hump day.
1-888-920-MORE.
Wide open Wednesdays only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Rob, do we have the music for it? Do we have that special music for it? You heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show headed to New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah, we thought we'd give you a little advance notice. How about a year? Saturday, November 4th, 2017, the Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, Nawlins. For one show only. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner ad that says TMOS Live New Orleans. It's going to be Saturday, November 4th, 2017. The show starts at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic event. We haven't even begun to plan the surprises for you, but we wanted to give you plenty of advance notice because we know a lot of people are going to be coming from a long distance. We're excited about this music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. What's that down at the bottom there, Rob?
Laissez les bons temps rouler!
That means let the good times roll.
Very good. That's good. I'll let you say that every time.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
News.
If you do vote, here are some of the free things you can get today by doing your civic duty.
Free?
Yeah, these are the freebies. Oh, by the way, I love my daughter. Catherine sent me, number one is Krispy Kreme. We'll give you a free donut if you show up with your I voted sticker.
Ooh. Hey, I gotta go.
Catherine sent me the list of the Krispy Kremes that are not participating. This is a true story.
Oh, like one there of, are certain w- joints that aren't
going to
do
it. Yeah, there's
certain
joints that say we're not going to do that. Manassas is one of them.
Of course.
Way to go. They just like opened up there, didn't they? Yeah, yeah. Way to go. Thanks for your generosity.
We're not giving away anything.
Number two, 7-Eleven is selling cups of coffee for $1. Chuck E. Cheese will give you a free personal pizza if you voted. That's a pretty nice poll.
Yeah, because they're mostly the voting electorate likes Chuck E. Cheese because you got to be 18 to vote.
Most YMCAs will watch your kid for free while you go.
Wow, roll the dice there.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I know.
Show me on the doll where he touched you. Give me back my son.
Lyft is giving 45% off rides to polling places in most big cities around the country. I love that. We'll give Uber the competition a plug, too. They're giving new users $20 off on rides to and from voting. And number six, finally, two porn stars named Angelina Castro and Maggie Green will give sexual favors to everyone who votes, but only if Trump loses. They say they'll tweet out details of how to collect your prize after the election.
Don't you think they'll be doing most of the collection?
Oh, that is
gotta be at the top of that list.
Two BBWs.
Oh, really?
I
think that's interesting. Jennifer Aniston has spent the last 15 years being the target of America's pity, with everyone feeling sorry for her for being an old maid who was wronged and, here's something strange, whose boobs needed work.
What?
I never heard that. I always thought they were just fine.
What?
In an interview with Marie Claire,
it doesn't work.
This is her quote. My marital status has been shamed. My divorce status was shamed. My lack of a mate had been shamed. My nipples have been shamed.
Who?
Here's her quote. It's like, why are we only looking at women through this particular lens of picking us apart? Why are we listening to it? I just thought, I've worked too hard in this life and this career to be whittled down to a sad, childless human. She's funny even when she's given a serious quote.
Have
like
you
that.
Seen the preview for her new movie? It's not been rated yet. I think it's called Christmas Party.
No, I haven't.
Or Office Party.
Office Party, yes.
Office Party, and it's got her and Jason Bateman.
I thought it was Horrible Bosses 3 for a second.
Yeah, it looks like everyone from Horrible Bosses, but it looks like a winner for me. It looks great. And she continues to get hotter. There's something magical going on there. Cool.
And now if she's going to be able to make that transition into the boozy, hot, older lady.
Yes.
She will do that beautifully.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Season 7 of Game of Thrones won't premiere until next summer, but the entire plot may have already been leaked online. A few weeks ago, someone posted a bunch of extremely detailed plot outlines on Reddit on the Free Folks subreddit thread. Another Reddit user claimed to be close to one of the major actors on the show, said the leaks were nonsense and that it was just speculation. But since then, some of the things that were a part of the original leak were confirmed. Who gives a rat's ass? Just enjoy it. Don't pay attention to
it. Don't read
it. Enjoy your Game of Thrones. Are your ears okay, Oscar? What's going on? Is everything all right?
He doesn't want to hear the
spoiler. I
didn't want
to hear the leaks. I don't want to hear the leaks.
Oh, I'm not going to mention that.
Okay, thank
HBO
God.
Apparently is mortified about these leaks. And they have more of a reason than usual because now all the plot lines are new. They're not part of the books as they always were.
So they could actually spoil the book.
HBO's having a little bit of a... Are you playing the Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, this is, I like this.
Peter Dinklage, listen to this.
I can't Peter Dinklage.
All right. If you're bursting with patriotic pride once all the election results are in tonight, here is a gloriously stupid way you can show it. There's a guy on eBay from Santa Ana, California, who's selling a flaming hot Cheeto that looks like a bald eagle sitting on a perch. You have to use your imagination a little bit, but whatever, USA, USA. He listed it for $5,000 because, quote, I am trying to make some money in order to go on my honeymoon. There you go. Believe it or not, it's still available for $5,000 for the deformed Cheeto.
Free shipping.
The website Quartz.com calculated just how early Christmas decorations are going to go up in the future based on the current trend. So they took all the early Christmas decorations and when Christmas with decorating started based on the history, put it into a computer, and it out exactly what the future is going to hold. Here's what they found. Christmas decorations will be up before Halloween within the next 5 years.
No!
Number two, they will be up by September 30th by 2050. They'll be up by Labor Day in 2085. And they'll be up by July 31st by 2120 when we're all dead. Thank you very, very much.
So ultimately, they'll just be up all year round?
Supposedly.
Yeah. God.
Why not? Hey, it's Christmas again. And now a little something, something. Back in the 90s when Shaquille O'Neal was the most famous basketball player in the universe, a bunch of parents named their kids after him. Now those kids are growing up. There's a 21-year-old guy from Largo, Florida, whose actual given name is Shaquille O'Neal Clemens. A few weeks ago, the cops tried to pull him over, but he took off and crashed into a school bus. Fortunately, it was empty at the time. A disabled veteran named Robert Druce saw the crash. He didn't realize Shaquille was running from the cops, so he offered to let him sit in his wheelchair until an ambulance got there. But when Shaquille got into his wheelchair, he took off in it.
Oh, no.
He tried to roll away from the cops, but they managed to grab him a few blocks later. He was charged with driving with a suspended license, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of a crash. And, of course, that leads me to today, beginning of our show week, the Florida slogan of the day.
A new motto.
And here it goes.
What's up, Doc?
Thank you. Easy one for the beginning. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on Election Day on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Excuse me. Listen. I love the Mike O'Mara Show. It's big. It's funny. It's effective. It's good radio. And I know good radio. Listen every weeknight at 7 p.m. It's strong, good, funny, smart radio. Believe me. The Mike O'Mara Show. Making Ocean City great again. 97.1 The Wave.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Holiday time is busy time. But at least it doesn't take much time, money, or design skills. This is the commercial I read every year.
Yeah.
Where I actually respond to it immediately myself.
Oh, yeah.
This is Vistaprint telling us about their personal and customized cards.
Oh, they're great.
At Vistaprint.com. I do it myself. It was fun. It was easy. Lots of options, quality styles, and easy to personalize with my own message and photos. You can even upload pictures from Facebook. It's a card that friends and relatives will love to receive, and it's a great value at 50% off. That's 50 cards for as low as $21.99. We're talking about Christmas cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Might have been just a really good thing to write Christmas cards at some point. Well, they point.
Want
to
all holiday cards. They want you to know that it's all cards.
Because there's Hanukkah, cards. Yeah. There's
holiday
Kwanzaa.
Time is busy time, but at least it doesn't take much money or design to create
Christmas.
A really personal and customized card. Holiday card.
Holiday.
Not
cards.
A customized card. Holiday would be the
okay.
card.
Rob,
I will
rude.
Give you the
it's
first.
The holidays.
Here we are. This is copy 101.
Yes.
Right.
Holiday time is busy time, but at least it doesn't take much time, money, or design skills to create a really personal and customized card at Vistaprint.com. Well, we sell business cards all year, so when you say card, there might be confusion.
Both work
there, so.
Technically, yeah, but we want to really nail that holiday.
The holiday card, push, and we yes. will absolutely nail
yes.
that.
Yes.
So 50 cards for that 50 holiday cards, correct?
Right.
For $21.99,
exactly.
Not cards. Business cards when you sell them all. This is for holiday cards, people.
Yes.
That's
yes.
why I'm going to get out and shop for mine today. Vistaprint is more than just cards, though. They got personalized calendars. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. They've got calendars, mugs, canvas prints, so much more. Perfect gifts for everyone on your list. This year, skip the hassle, skip the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com for 50% off holiday cards. It's there two-thirds of the way through the copy. Thank you very much. To get 50% off, just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, enter the code TMOS50. That's TMOS50. That's different than our
regular code. Yeah.
So remember that. Again, TMOS50, and your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. Go to Vistaprint.com and get your holiday shopping done today.
Oh, man.
Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, 2020. 2016.
I know you took some equipment with you when you came up for the live show. Do you have your detonator handy? I just want to make sure you do. Okay, good.
I do. I got it right here. I always keep that close by.
Good, and you need that because in an effort to promote people, Oscar, it's not going to be that bad.
Now, sometimes it's loud, so I was hoping it wouldn't be too loud.
In an effort to get people to vote.
Don't touch the trigger!
We're good.
Oh, you missed it. Here is my voting parody record of the day.
Votes, it doesn't matter who.
Frankly, I'm surprised we made it that far.
Duh!
It's
duh.
Vote duh! God. By duh, Beatles. Yeah.
God, that sucks.
It does suck. All right.
And, you know, here's the thing. It kills me about that when it's a good recording, and it's obviously a good recording.
Yeah.
So a lot of effort was
went into making
crap.
Yeah,
there's a budget.
Patting each other on the back, patting it. Hey, fantastic job.
Hey, fine job.
I'd love to stick around, guys. I got to get down back to my announcing gig at the improv. All right, go ahead.
Fine job on your fake British accent on the big budget vote record. We lost Janet Reno since we last spoke, and I think that's sad because she showed that she had a tremendous sense of humor about herself when she even appeared on Saturday Night Live.
Cool.
Do you remember when Will Ferrell, who's not funny, would do the Janet Reno dance party?
Oops.
My fingers.
Yeah,
that's into it.
Our second mic of the show. That would be our second good-looking older lady.
I understand.
But she passed away dead at 78. I think another thing she did that showed she had a tremendous sense of humor appeared as herself on The Simpsons.
Youth court is now in session. God, I love gaveling. Principal Skinner, are you wearing hard sole shoes on this gym floor?
No, ma'am. Sneakers.
You're wearing sneakers to a trial?
Oh, God. The press is going to have a field day with this.
Yay, field day. I can go cuckoo and no one can stop me.
That's exactly what George W. Bush said when he was inaugurated. People don't remember that.
So
that's funny.
A lifetime of public service, yes. and a neat, nice lady. So we're sorry to see her go. A neat, nice lady that didn't take herself too serious. Lady, too serious. Mike, it's hard to focus on the show when you're fully erect.
Oh God.
Gross. No, I mean, look how I'm seated.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not slouching.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
So there's a new cooking show. It's called Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party, and it's hosted by Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion or whatever he is this week.
You know what? Mixed feelings on it, really.
They love each other for some reason. I'm pretty sure they've had sex.
No, and believe me, Snoop, as far as I'm concerned, anything. When it's just Snoop,
yeah.
I'm cool with it because it actually, you know, because he just keeps bringing the funny, and he is that. But, you know, with Martha, it's like, okay, you know, it's time to maybe you get all that money. Just go retire on your jail money.
But right? if you take the hour and boil it down, here's something that you really need to know about Martha Stewart. She says she's been struck by lightning 3 times.
I was struck by lightning 3 times.
Really?
What?
When?
Wow. Well, I know the times because the lightning threw me on the ground and it does make you stronger. And it makes you...
Do you, like, fly kites in rainstorms a lot?
All right, hold on. Who's that?
Of course, it's Seth Rogen.
Who put Jimmy Cerito on the show?
No, it's Seth Rogen. It's the Jimmy Cerito of the world of comedy. It's Seth Rogen.
Why is Seth... Is Seth part of it?
Well, yeah, he was a guest because it's a pot-themed show. So, of course, he's there for the first episode.
Okay.
But yes, going to jail does not make you stronger. They say, you know, what makes you, you know... Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Only lightning makes you stronger.
Hey, Rob.
So I'm not going to the gym no more. I'm going to get struck by lightning.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, call me crazy. I think the show sounds a little lazy and scattered.
I don't know. I thought it was focused and on point. But anyway, she said one of the times she was struck by lightning was through her sink.
Really?
Yeah.
Conducted?
Yeah. So
nice.
That's
she's probably just too high.
Yeah. Or too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, speaking of pot, and we were, this is a conversation that President Obama had with Bill Maher and they were talking about the legalization of marijuana, but they sort of pivot on whether or not Obama is still smoking cigarettes.
I don't think that legalization is a panacea. We're going to have a more serious conversation about how we are treating marijuana. Look, I'm an ex-smoker, cigarette smoker.
Ex?
And
really?
Yeah. I really
did you
am.
Wink or did you get something in your eye?
I'm chewing the heck out of Nicorette.
So no real answer there. Now let's close with this.
He finally got Obama. Bill Maher's trying to be getting Obama on for 10 years since he finally got the president to come on.
Nice. Because he's in the era of his presidency where he can say yes to stuff.
Yeah,
you know, he can do that. He can do what he wants.
Maybe we can get him to come down here once he's out.
Yeah, stop by.
Yeah.
And show up with a few lattes. Ow.
Well, because he'll not be working anymore.
Right.
True.
He's going back to Chicago, isn't he?
No, he's living around the corner right up the street.
Because the kids have to stay in school.
Oscar Santana, make it your personal quest.
Got a lot on my plate, Mike, but it'll go on the list. <All
right. laughs> I doubt anyone will get this question, but I think Oscar is the most likely to get it of anyone. Do you know the name Elwood Edwards?
Elwood Edwards. Oh, no, I don't.
You will know his voice. I promise you that. Here is the great Elwood Edwards.
You've got mail.
Ah,
he's that, guy. How would you like to guess what he's doing now?
I don't know. You know,
he didn't become wealthy off the You've Got Mail.
No, he lives in Ohio and he drives an Uber.
Oh, fantastic. Good for him.
So imagine the surprise.
That's a bad break for him.
Imagine the surprise of this lady on Twitter when she finds out this guy is her Uber driver. So what does she do? She makes a video.
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special that he's the voice behind.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Oh!
No way!
That's pretty great.
Do it again.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yay. Right. Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards. Thank you.
You bet.
And when she got dropped off, the last thing she saw was him putting a rope around his neck and throwing it over a banister. And that's where the video ends. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Thank you, everybody, for this weekend. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Like porn or something. That's great.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32-101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To send a letter or birthday request to our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support, and please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
You got herpes.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.